Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Games Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, for October 8th, 2010. We don't sell video games, I just like to talk about them, because there's a lot to talk about. DC Universe Online, for example, was delayed until 2011, this week, which is a shame. Castlevania Lords of Shadow came out and is getting great reviews. The Xbox 360 PlayStation 3 game has a downloadable demo on both services, and it looks really pretty. It doesn't look a lot like a Castlevania game, except for the fact you got a Belmont with kind of a whip sword in it. But it's like some sort of dark fantasy Guillermo del Toro thing. It's interesting. It looks good. And the demo is actually pretty fun. I suggest checking it out. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 comes out shortly, and the demo for the game on PSN and Xbox Live will be available for download next week. Other video game news. On the Nintendo Wii this week, you can download Learning with the Puyus Episode 3 and Racers Island Crazy Racers. This is just, you know. Fatal Fury 3 is your virtual console title. It is subtitled Road to the Final Victory. Bet you it won't be the final Fatal Fury game, because it wasn't. Well, the characters appeared in other games, at least. On the DSi, we're going to talk about it in a second, but because I forgot to tell you about the new Japan Wii. And in Japan, Nintendo is going to be doing a red Wii to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Super Mario Bros. What's particularly interesting about it is the onboard memory has the original NES Super Mario Bros. Game in it, but all the question mark blocks are replaced with 25 blocks. So it's got the number 25 on it. So it's kind of like the first official ROM hack released by Nintendo, I guess. No word on a US release date for that, or the Super Mario All-Stars compilation, which we talked about a few weeks ago. It includes 16-bit versions of the Super Mario series. It's coming to Europe, though, but not America. What's up, Nintendo? Anyway, Nintendo DSi. On the download circuit, you can get something called Roomy Cub. You won't. Or Shantae, Risky's Revenge, which is a sequel to a very obscure, very popular, very valuable Game Boy Color game. The reviews are good. Really good, so probably want to check it out. The Nintendo 3DS, which I think did I talk about this last week? I think I did. I'm not going to talk about that again. But it's going to be really expensive. It's probably going to be $250 to $300 when it comes out next year. On the Xbox 360 this week, you can download Comic Jumper. I did. I actually got an advanced copy of it. Thanks, Twisted Pixel. It's an interesting game. I would say it's basically an updated 2010 version of what the Sega Genesis wishes it could create. If you played a lot of games like Earthworm Jim and Vector Man, Booger Man, it's one of those I've got attitude things. There's a wide variety of genres being represented, and I would also say it reflects various cultural feelings toward people of the time. It plays okay. First four levels, not so good. The rest of the game is pretty nice. The one thing I didn't care for? Good amount of wink, wink, nod, nod, misogyny, racism. Now, I'm not super lefty guy. I'm not going to be like, hey, you shouldn't do that. But generally speaking, if you have an Asian character doing miso sali jokes and it's 2010, that's just not cool. You know, let's go back to making fun of the Irish. That's really where it's all at. What's that? Can't make fun of the Irish. Sorry about that, Irish. You're all right in my book. Anyway, Comic Jumper. Pretty fun, pretty good. $15. You'll blow through it in 3 or 4 hours, probably. Not a very long game, but you could get it and beat it over a weekend. On the PlayStation 3, you can download... What can you download? You can download Deadliest Warrior, the game, and Alien Breed Impact. On the PS1 Classics imports front, you can get Arcade Hits Outlaws and... It's Arcade Hits Outlaws of the Lost Dynasty and Magical Drop F, which I hear is pretty awesome, as well as PSP games... Ben 10 Ultimate Alien Cosmic Destruction, and the PSP Minis, Fort Commander King's Gambit. New video game toys at Entertainment Earth. New Armored Core kits have been added at Entertainment Earth. We have lots of new video game toys. World of Warcraft Series 8, Black Knight, Forsaken Priestess, Gnome Rogue versus Kobold. We have these. We also still have a number of wonderful Steins, which we talked about in previous shows. But really, this week we want you to buy DC Direct World of Warcraft figures because they're great, and they're new, and they're coming in June 2011, so pre-order now. Maybe by the time they get released, you'll have a new World of Warcraft expansion to play. Possibly. Maybe not. I don't know. Anyway, That's this week's New from Entertainment Earth. And don't forget, you can get a free gift if you order or pre-order $40 worth of anything. You can pick one of four free gifts from Bionicle, Nightmare Before Christmas, Doctor Who, or Reservoir Dogs. It's all up to you at Entertainment Earth. Actually, it's up to us, but we're giving you options. Anyway, thanks for listening to Entertainment Earth Podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. Hear all of my shows. If you're just stumbling on this one, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. I put anywhere between 3 and 4 shows out in a week, and I try to keep them short because I don't know about you, but I listen to like a million podcasts, and I don't got all day, so I'm trying to keep it brief for you. I can do longer shows if you like, but you got to tell me. You can email me if you want. My actual email address, if you email me this, I'll write you back. Just let me know you heard me in the podcast to make sure. But anyway, it's adam at 16bit.com, adam at 16bit.com. Thank you for not sending me porn spam. I appreciate that. Any comments, questions, concerns you have, I can do on the show. Heck, if you want to do a listener question show, I'll be happy to research and ask and get whatever you need. You tell me. I'm rambling, so I need to stop talking. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/entearth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H. Thank you and goodbye.